Well, it's not just wildfires that have struck so much of the province early on in this summer season, but we're also seeing some pretty significant tornado activity in different parts of Saskatchewan. The good news is the majority of these tornado sightings in our province, it's wide open country. Although people are still being impacted. You may have heard the story late last week of Barrett Eberle. He was speaking with one of our reporters late last week. He's a farmer just south of Regina at Chrono, and he talked about the tornado that came through and did a lot of damage in his yard.
So when it came through, it knocked out a garage door. The interior of the house is completely devastated. As you can see, there's not many windows left in the house. The roof is gone, and I'd say a good 60 to 70% of the building. The shop, sea can was thrown into the side of the shop, which caused significant damage to the wall. There's walls that are bowed out. There's cracks all over in the drywall upstairs.
Some of the stuff that that particular family was dealing with, their farm near Chrono, south of Regina, and he also talked about even more damage that became evident to them.
There's significant cracks all throughout the house. Our sunroom there is almost completely separated from the house on the interior. The roof's all lifted. The roof in the whole building's been lifted. Our fireplace is sunken into the floor. There's items stuck in the wall. There's glass shrapnel everywhere. Like, it's very severe damage.
No kidding. Barrett Eberle, south of Regina, from tornado activity late last week. Ricky Forbes, a professional storm chaser, joining us now to talk about what I think is maybe an early start to the tornado season. Hey, Ricky, how are you?
Hey, Brent, thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So what are you thinking here from your perspective as a guy that chases these systems around? Is this setting up to be an early start to the season and a busy season ahead, do you think?
Yeah, you know, on both counts, it does seem that way. This is, in my experience, earlier than usual for Saskatchewan to get in this extreme of weather. And, you know, what was it, a few days ago, we had over 8 tornadoes reported in one day, when Saskatchewan typically gets 30 to 40 tornadoes a year. 8 in one day is quite a bit. And now we have lots of rain moving in here for the next couple of weeks. And we all know when that heats up and creates that humidity, more storms come. So I do feel it's an earlier start, and I think we have quite an active year coming up.
I've always been curious about the job of a storm chaser. What made you decide at some point in your life this is what you want to do? And how did you get to that point of chasing these weather systems around?
You know, it actually all started when I was working at Ralco. A number of years ago, you know, 15 years ago, I was working at Ralco and crossed paths with a storm chaser who came through there. And I ended up going for my first storm chase, and that was it. I was hooked, you know. I think when we all see this weather, we feel that awe. Like, when you get to see the cool structures or the lightning storms, or if you do get to see a tornado, it does leave you sitting there in awe and wonder. And, you know, I've been doing it 13 years, and it never gets boring. Every storm is different, and I absolutely love it.
Does it get crazy busy for you? Have some of these storm systems that you get a lot of advance notice on, do you find a lot of people like yourself and wannabe storm chasers all of a sudden are converging on these areas?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we travel all over Canada, United States, doing it. And so in Canada, you know, when we're out there, it'll be ourselves plus maybe a few other cars. And, you know, with movies coming up more and more of storm chasing, we are seeing more, weekend warriors, more people get interested in getting out there and giving it a shot. But down in the United States, like in the heart of Tornado Alley, there's days that we'll see thousands of cars out there, and there's traffic jams around these storms. And it's definitely, I've been doing it for 13 years, and it's wild how much the culture has changed in those years.
Well, it's because everybody's got a phone with a camera in it nowadays, too, I suppose.
Yes, 100%. That's exactly it. And the software and the apps that you need to chase these storms, we used to pay $2,000 a month for it on a laptop. Now it's a $10 app on your phone.
Wow, isn't that something? But it's got to be dangerous. You know, you've done it long enough, you know how close to get and how to stay away from some of these systems. Do you find yourself in situations where some of these newbies get themselves in a line of danger?
Yeah, 100%. And that's exactly it. With there's no barriers to entry anymore. And so when you have a $10 app that can tell you exactly where the storm is and exactly where you are, people do get themselves into danger because those radars only take it so far. There's a lot of intuition and experience that come with it. And I have screwed up many times over the years learning lessons from that. And yeah, it is, there's a lot of unknowns. And if the radar is even behind by a minute or two, that can make all the difference. And so that's where experience really comes through.
Professional storm chaser Ricky Forbes, our guest on this segment of the Evan Bray Show. I'm not being silly or facetious here, but do you have any trouble getting car insurance? Do you have to get a special insurance policy to say, oh, by the way, I chase tornadoes?
It's funny you ask that. Up until 2 years ago, everything was okay. But as, again, the more movies come out and with storm chasing, we've made a bit of a name for ourselves that now, 2 years ago when I called in and said, you know, I do storm chasing, then that was it. No more. I just get the basic insurance. It's very difficult to get any more than that.
No package policy for you.
No window insurance. That's for sure.
You know, in the years that you've been doing this, what's the most memorable storm you chased, be it exciting or scary?
The most memorable, you know, I think it would be every year has its storms, but there's a few that stand out. One in particular was 10 years ago. We were caught inside a tornado, and not on purpose. We're not out there to be inside the tornadoes. We were caught inside a tornado, and it turned out to be the world's largest tornado on record. It was over 4 kilometers wide.
Joe.
And, yeah, we were in there for just under a minute, and we have footage of it, and we were able to get out of it, and it was just by luck. But that would be one that definitely stands out, that to have a brush with the world's largest tornado is something for the resume.
No kidding. So you talk about the movies more and more, disaster movies, Twister style movies. Do they get it right when they're portraying these storms?
You know, we had Twisters come out last year, which was the sequel to the Twister from the 90s.
Yep.
Those two movies did get it correct. The way they're forecasting, the way the storms look, the way the storms behave, what storm chasers are doing. Both those movies get it correct, but there are lots of other disaster movies and storm chasing movies, and sometimes we'll see, you know, 20 tornadoes on the ground, or tornadoes spitting fire, or Sharknado. Those aren't quite correct.
Ricky, just one final question. What's your gut tell you? And that's all we can really go on for this season ahead, this summer for Saskatchewan. An active season?
I do feel that way. You know, we see the jet stream locking in up here for at least the next 2.5-3 weeks, plus this moisture coming in right now, and what we see also coming in, I do feel it's going to be an active year.
All right. Well, stay safe out there, and for everybody, keep your eye on the sky. Ricky Forbes, professional storm chaser, an early start to the season with a number of tornadoes around the province, southern parts of the province over the past week or so. This is the Evan Bray Show. Thanks for listening along. Brent Lauk's filling in today. Evan's back tomorrow on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.